Titus chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of God's chosen people and the knowledge of the truth that agrees with godliness, with hope of everlasting life that God, who does not lie, promised before all the ages of time. At the right time, he revealed his word through the preaching with which I have been entrusted, according to the command of God our Savior. To Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. For this purpose I left you in Crete, that you might set in order things not yet complete, and ordain elders in every city as I directed you. An elder must be blameless, the husband of one wife, with faithful children, not accused of being reckless or disobedient. It is necessary for the overseer, as a manager of the household of God, to be blameless. He must not be arrogant, not be easily angered, not addicted to wine, not a brawler, and not a greedy man. Instead, he should be hospitable, loving goodness, sensible, upright, holy, and self-controlled. He should hold tightly to the trustworthy message that was taught, so that he may be able to encourage others with truthful teaching and correct those who oppose him. For there are many rebellious people, empty talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision. It is necessary to stop them. They are upsetting whole families by teaching for disgraceful profit what they should not teach. One of their own prophets has said, "Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons." This testimony is true. Therefore, correct them severely, so that they may be truthful in the faith. Not paying any attention to Jewish myths or to the commands of people who turn away from the truth. To those who are pure, all things are pure. But to those who are corrupt and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but both their minds and their consciences have been corrupted. They profess to know God, but they deny him by their actions. They are detestable, disobedient, and worthless for any good work. Titus chapter 2. But you speak what fits with truthful instruction. Teach older men to be temperate, dignified, sensible, and sound in faith, in love, and in perseverance. In the same way, teach older women to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or being slaves to much wine, but to be teachers of what is good. And so train the younger women to love their husbands and to love their children, to be sensible, pure, good housekeepers, and to be obedient to their own husbands, so that God's word may not be spoken of as evil. In the same way, encourage the younger men to use good sense. In all ways, present yourself as an example of good works. In your teaching, show integrity, dignity, and a truthful message that is above criticism, so that anyone who opposes you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. Slaves are to be submissive to their masters in everything, to please them and not argue with them, to not steal from them, but instead to demonstrate all good faith, so that in every way they may bring credit to the teaching about God our Savior. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all people. It trains us to reject godlessness and worldly desires and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this age. While we look forward to receiving our blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus gave himself for us in order to redeem us from all lawlessness and to make pure for himself a special people who are eager to do good works. Speak of these things, encourage people to do them, and give correction with all authority. Let no one disregard you. Titus chapter 3. Remind them to submit to rulers and authorities, to obey them, to be ready for every good work, to insult no one, to not be eager to fight, and to be gentle, showing all humility toward everyone. For once we ourselves were thoughtless and disobedient. We were led astray and enslaved by various desires and pleasures. We lived in evil and envy. We were detestable and hated one another. But when the kindness of God our Savior and His love for mankind appeared, it was not by works of righteousness that we did, but by His mercy that He saved us, through the washing of new birth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom God richly poured on us through our Savior Jesus Christ, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This message is trustworthy. I want you to insist on these things, so that those who have believed in God may be careful to engage themselves in good works. These things are good and useful for everyone. But avoid foolish debates and genealogies and strife and conflict about the law. Those things are unprofitable and worthless. Reject anyone who is causing divisions among you after one or two warnings, knowing that such a person has turned from the right way and is sinning and condemns himself. When I send Artemis or Tychicus to you, hurry and come to me at Nicopolis, where I have decided to spend the winter. Do everything you can to send on their way Zenas the lawyer and Apollos, so that they lack nothing. Our people must learn to engage themselves in good works that provide for urgent needs and so not be unfruitful. All those who are with me greet you. Greet those who love us in faith. Grace be with all of you.